Well, good morning and welcome to Monday, November the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2024, brand new week on the Wake Up Call. We're coming into the last 2 weeks. We're at T-minus 12 entries and counting as of today. I'm John David Walt, and this is your Wake Up Call. Let's begin our day, our week, our morning with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Today I receive afresh in my inmost being the transforming gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, "And they are a stiff-necked people," on loving people anyway. Our text is Exodus chapter 32, verses 7 through 14. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, because your people, whom you brought up out of Egypt, have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and have said, 'These are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt.' I have seen these people," the Lord said to Moses, "and they are a stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation." But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. "Lord," he said, "why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'It was with evil intent that he brought them out, to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth'? Turn from your fierce anger. Relent and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever.' Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened." The word of the Lord. Now consider this. God heard the prayers of the Israelites, but it was Moses he knew personally. By this point, God is severely disappointed in the Israelites. Did you notice how in verse 7 he refers to them in conversation with Moses as, quote, "your people"? That was intentional. He even goes so far as to say Moses was the one who brought them up out of Egypt. In verse 9, he calls them "these people." Contrast that with how he referenced them back in chapter 19. "Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." Here's what arrests me. The Israelites all witnessed the plagues the Passover, the Red Sea, the cloud by night and fire by day, the water from the rock, the defeat of the Amalekites. They saw the thick clouds, the thunder and lightning, the black billowy smoke, and the blaring trumpet blast. Despite all of this, they seemingly had no fear of God. In fact, after all this, they were the ones running low on patience. The real story here is God's waning patience with the Israelites. "I have seen these people," the Lord said to Moses, "and they are a stiff-necked people." This is the one thing you never want God to say about you. What does it mean to be stiff-necked? It means to be stubborn, willful, high-handed, imperious, and at times, even supercilious. I threw that one in there for the logophiles among us. Stiff-necked is the twin brother of controlling, or twin sister. They are not identical twins, mind you, but fraternal twins. A controlling nature and a stiff-necked disposition work in concert. The way a controlling person keeps control is through some form of being stiff-necked. Now, here's the most dangerous thing about being a stiff-necked person. Of all the things you are certain of the most, you are most certain you are not a stiff-necked person. And this makes one impervious to repentance. Here's how God feels about that. "Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them." There's something really special going on in today's text. God has ever so subtly provoked Moses into his school of prayer. Observe the spirit of godly intercession rising up in Moses, the man of God. Watch it unfold. "But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God." I don't think I've ever thought of prayer in this fashion, of seeking the favor of God. I think I mostly assume I have the favor of God. That's repentance number one for me. "Lord," he said, "why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand?" Notice the pronouns here. Moses corrects God's grammar, referencing the Israelites as your people that you brought up out of Egypt. It is as though Moses says, "God, this is your rodeo, not mine. Not my circus, not my monkeys. It's yours, God." He even questions God's anger. This is bold intercession. Next, he makes an honor-shame appeal before God. "Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth?" He follows this with a piercingly straightforward petition, a demand even. "Turn from your fierce anger. Relent and do not bring disaster on your people." And if that weren't enough, he makes his closing appeal by reminding God of his own word and covenant. "Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever." Just wow. After breaking this down, it occurs to me that God has outwitted Moses. I think the whole thing was a test for Moses. would Moses abandon God's people, or would Moses dare to take up God's own interest in his people? Here's the most amazing thing about God. In the face of controlling idolaters and stiff-necked people, he loves us anyway. This is what God is looking for in us. Someone who will not give up on God's people, even when it seems like God has given up on them himself. God is looking for someone who will love them anyway. And isn't that the secret of intercession? Not our reluctant tolerance of people we don't prefer, but participating in the movement of the unswerving, relentless, jealous love of Jesus, who indwells us for them. Moses loved them anyway. Will I? The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. Thank you for this powerful exchange you had with Moses on Mount Sinai. In the midst of outright rebellion, you disciple Moses after your own heart. Train my heart to love like this and believe like this and to not let go of your people. Remind me how you have done the same thing for me. I receive your deliverance from my easy willingness to walk away from people who have hurt or offended me. I receive your deliverance into your mind and heart to love them anyway. I receive your deliverance from my reluctant tolerance of difficult people and into your transformational love for them. I receive your deliverance from my prayers and into your praying. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for our good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 The journal prompts today. Do you know any stiff-necked people? We're not naming names today. How are you doing at loving them anyway? How do you relate to this way of intercession on display in today's text? Would you dare to sign up for this course? Jesus stands ever ready to indwell and train you. We're going to sing here in a minute. We're going to sing a hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. That's number 116 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. So, what a friend we have in Jesus. And now think about it like this. As Jesus is in us, what a friend others have in Jesus. In and through us. Have you thought about that? I mean, a lot of times we take all the things that we're talking about here, like, oh, I've just got to care more and love more, and I got to intercede more, and I've got to learn the ways and get the order and all of the process. And I'm like, no, you really don't. You've got to yield your entire life to Jesus. You've got to say, come into my inmost being, Jesus, and hold session there, set up shop there. Make of my life your workshop, your seed house, your everyday, ordinary sewing work. Like, he will do it. This is about him at work in us. This is native to him. It's not native to us, which is why we must have him in us. And then it becomes native through us. So that's the message, really, for me every day. It's not adding more and more and more things to do or sort of burdens to carry. It's like, just like Jesus brings all this with him. He'll teach us. He'll lead us. He'll go over it with us line by line. This is what abiding looks like. It's a whole different way of life than the sort of heavy, burdensome religion that so many of us have been shackled with. Got to let that go, you know. If it feels too hard, that's a sign we're doing it wrong. Jesus said, my burden is light. My yoke is easy. It's like he's saying, if this feels too hard to you, that you're doing it wrong. You're taking this on yourself. And I just love how this happened in the text today, the way that God just sort of brought Moses into his heart for the people. I don't know. Let's sing. What a friend we have in Jesus. And you know, as Jesus is in us, as I said, what a friend we have in each other. Gracious me. We're looking for Jesus, friends. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou will find a solace there. Amen. Well, it's Monday. New week's ahead of us. It's a week to love them anyway. That's what Jesus is doing in us. This is how we love our enemies. It's not our sort of gritting our teeth and bearing it. No, it's Jesus bearing the cross in us and through us. It's him just doing what he does, being himself. It's his personhood illuminating our personality. We're who we are. He's who he is. That's the winning formula. And that's how we can most be who we truly are, is by allowing him to be who he most truly is in us. Yeah, that's what leads to loving them anyway. In that sense in which we know in our deepest soul, he's loved us anyway. Yeah. Well, get your seeds, friends. I'm getting mine. It's Monday. It's not going to be a long week. This is a week we're headed into the holiday season. So a lot of people are going to be struggling through the holidays. Let's be looking for them. Let's let them find friendship with Jesus in and through us. Well, that's such a blessing when that happens. We all know what that feels like. He's eager to do it. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.